Hare Krishna. It's been a very successful and very rewarding leadership sangha here on Balaton. Today's the last day. We just finished Srila Prabhupada's conversation, 1977 conversation on the need and importance of establishing Varnashram globally and of course within the society as well, to for us to have a example or a pilot model. And in terms of devotees' discussions, they went over time right into their breakfast time. Gives you an idea of how good the atmosphere is, extremely, extremely vibrant. And yesterday, as you may remember, the conclusion was that different centers, which was Farm, Budapest, and that means not just the full-time devotees, but congregation members so involved, then Bhakti College, as well as the Namhadas. Namhata, we've got about, I guess, seven Namhata leaders and members from seven Namhadas here. And they were all brainstorming on what were at least three. Then we sort of expanded it to five. Varnashram principles that they picked up from our Bhagavatam readings, Srila Prabhupada's conversation, our own discussions, that they wanted to incorporate in their centers. And it went on at quite some length, so much so that the devotees continued on way into the evening. And so we don't have the entire results of that. This morning is when everyone's going to make their 5 points. But from my going around to the different groups, and so I can make some report, I can give you sort of a general consensus. One of them was that the 30 qualities of every human being that Narada Muni describes in the beginning of the 11th chapter, everyone seems considered that systematically teaching these 30 qualities, for instance, in such a way that in Bhagavatam class over a period of 1 month, we do this to our existing group of devotees and congregation. One quality per month, going into going into detail, teaching it to our children at Gurukul, it being part of the curriculum for our counselor system, for groups to delve into, and something that we also present to the outside world. So that devotees felt very, very strongly about, college, Bhakti College, I think will be volunteering to actually make a teacher's guide on these 30 qualities so that they can be regularly presented, and that this is incorporated as the foundation for devotees, new devotees, as they come. First, they learn to be conscious, and they learn to be Krishna conscious, or at least seeing that these are the foundation points of being both Krishna conscious and part of a Varnashram community, is that you have to know and then work on cultivating these 30 qualities. So that was one. Another one, which seemed to be very, very strong also, and if not unanimous, was that drawing up a codes of conduct of interaction between men and women, which also means the individual conduct of men and women, and that would also include appearance of devotees. Everyone seemed to feel that problems of infidelity, as well as just sort of overall lax atmosphere of how men and women interact in temples, public places, on the farm, their general mood is very lax and doesn't represent the description that Narada Muni talks about in terms of what the brahmachari and sannyasis are interaction, but even the grihasthas as well, grihasthas are also not meant to be alone with their daughters, mothers, sisters, other than their own wives, and of course Srila Prabhupada's purports on all of these verses and topics. So, and I have to admit, I was a little surprised by that, not because I don't see the need for it, but I was surprised that the devotees saw that there's a real need for this, that we really need to emphasize that our culture has a very clear, strict separation between men and women, their interaction, their communication, and then I'll be very interested to see how that is also worked out. So that was, those seem to be the top two. Another one which came up was that New Brajadam would start in conjunction with our college, Bhakti College in Budapest, a Varnashram University, since this was something that Varnashram College, since this was something that Srila Prabhupada repeatedly is talking about. What is this Varnashram College and the need for a Varnashram College? And also working out, but that already the college has, working out all of the qualities, duties, responsibilities, the work of the different varnas and ashrams, and somehow they're translating that also into a more modern context. In other words, that it's not just about the different ways of collecting grains in the field for Brahmins in terms of emergency work, we're relating that to modern context. And once again, the college already has a curriculum because they teach Varnashram, and we'll work that out. These were very, very clearly emphasized, and I'm not going to say any more. I guess I can give a real actual report once everything's there. Now this morning, devotees are going to be talking about their own individual 3 points in which they think they can be more in tune with the principles of Varnashram in their life. And they'll talk about those in groups. And after, and not only will I talk about that, but they're also, and they've been meditating on that for the last 3 days. What is their varna? And it's not compulsory, but devotees will then also make individual presentations, one by one, 2 minute presentations on what the 3 points are that they're going to work on. And this is something that goes back to the counselor system and their counselors who will help them work with that. And also how they see that they would be identified in a Varnashram divided society. Of course, devotees who are practicing pure devotional service are primarily Vaishnavas. But when we're talking about the rest of the world being based in a Varnashram society, which Srila Prabhupada really makes no bones about, that is what should happen. And then we start dividing people and their positions in society according to different varnas, then obviously when they ask us, and we've got sort of the model that we're trying to show, well, what's your varna, then we can't just say, well, I'm a devotee, I'm above all varnas, and so on. But that I'm working as a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmin, etc., and that's my varna. So very exciting, very, very nice, and leading us to our next conclusion is that we also need to do a real congregation sangha, a real sangha of the mostly the initiated devotees and very active members of the congregation. Maybe sometime in the spring, after I come back from Hungary, to try and also build that type of team upon which we can start developing real Varnashram principles, because it requires cooperation, that everyone sees eye to eye that this is what we need to do. Anyway, that's the report. I gotta get ready. I have to go down there quite soon. And Hare Krishna.